I fancy myself an independent, skeptical soul whose razor-sharp mind repels the blandishments of the media-industrial complex as garlic repels vampires. So I'm faintly embarrassed to admit I was in a movie theatre at 12:01 on Thursday morning and not watching hardcore pornography. Watchmen, if you haven't been hiding under a rock for the last couple of months, is a much-hyped, rather pricey and extremely long adaptation of what the PR bump calls the most celebrated graphic novel of all time. And in that respect, the PR is perfectly accurate. Originally published in 1986, the trade paperback collection of Alan Moore and artist Dave Gibbons' original 12-issue series has been continuously in print for over 20 years, and selling like gangbusters for every one of them. I'd strongly recommend that you run, not walk, to the nearest bookstore or public library and get over whatever lingering prejudices you have about comic books being rubbish for men children with spandex fetishes. Savour Gibbons' fantastically detailed art and the intricate formal games he plays with structure and image, all of which are perfectly matched to Alan Moore taking every imaginable superhero cliché, roughing it up and putting them back together like a fine Swiss watch. It's 1985. Richard Nixon is a year into his fifth term, Vietnam is a 51st state, and Russian troops are massing on the border of Afghanistan as the world teeters on the brink of nuclear apocalypse. And if you think that's screwed up, wait until you meet your heroes. The psychotic, ultraviolet, masked vigilante is the most stable of the lot of them. There's a vast, elaborate and faintly ridiculous conspiracy with the nastiest punchline ever. The film, to be fair, puts every penny of its $150 million budget on the screen. Scene after scene can be directly matched to panels from the book, and the craft involved is astounding and has to be respected. But that's a problem. Even with a running time of 2¾ hours, I felt like I was being hustled from ass-kicking set piece to elaborate set dressing so quickly there was no space to do what the deliberate pacing of the book makes you do. Alan Moore is often blamed for the grim and gritty school of comic book heroics, where the effectless thugs feel really bad about what they do, but do it anyway. But what gets forgotten is Watchmen also forces readers to consider the consequences where individuals and whole societies hide behind masks. The terrifying voids that open up when someone can say, "Millions must die so billions can be saved." Zack Snyder's film, like last year's The Dark Knight, is nothing but the mask. This is one occasion where the book really is better than the movie.